Seattle's Morning News, this is Dave Ross with Colleen O'Brien. Should you be scared of energy drinks? Let's call in the doctor.
Paging Dr. Cohen.
Dr. Gordon Cohen, MD. I'll tell you this, I'm scared of energy drinks after the coverage of some of them and some of the stories about bad reactions to them. So maybe you should explain to us, well, first of all, how do you define an energy drink?
So good morning, Dave. In interest of full disclosure, I'm actually an energy drink consumer.
You are.
I am. And so people often stop me and say, you're a doctor. You should know better. Those things are bad for you. But the question is, are they really bad for you? And when you ask people, why are they bad for you? They say, well, they're filled with caffeine and other chemicals. Well, there's another drink that's actually the most commonly consumed drug in the United States called coffee, and it is also loaded with caffeine and other chemicals. So the question is one really better or worse than the other? And the truth of the matter is the scientific literature doesn't do a very good job of answering the question because there's probably too much similarity between the two.
Well, I thought the problem with energy drinks was that they mix caffeine with other things that shouldn't be in there. Remember the Four Loko story where people had, I think, didn't some people die?
Right. So I don't want to confuse this. I'm talking about, and we should stick to the topic specifically of energy drinks, which are drinks like Red Bull or Rockstar or Monster. Four Loko had alcohol mixed in it, and that's not included in this discussion. We're really, you should just be focusing on a comparison between coffee and energy drinks. So the truth of the matter is the main ingredient in both coffee and energy drinks is caffeine. And really, the question is whether or not caffeine is a problem or not, and that has been researched extensively. The amount of caffeine that's present in an energy drink is actually less than a cup of coffee. So, for example, a fluid ounce of our typical filter coffee has about 18 milligrams of caffeine, whereas a fluid ounce of a typical Rockstar or Monster beverages has 10 milligrams of caffeine. So there's actually more caffeine in an ounce of coffee than there is in an ounce of an energy drink. And so there were studies done. There was actually a study done at the Mayo Clinic where they looked at 25 volunteers, healthy volunteers, who consumed the energy drink Rockstar. They did not compare it to coffee. They just looked at one specific energy drink. And what they found was when they measured their blood pressure, that their systolic, the number on top, their systolic blood pressure went from an average of 108 to 115. So that's not a major increase, and that's not something I'd be worried about. In addition, when they looked at the diastolic number, the lower number, the blood pressure went from an average of about 64 to 68. So again, a small increase. And when they looked at heart rate, the heart rate went up by 3 beats a minute. And when they compared it to placebo, so a drink without any caffeine.
But which somebody thought had caffeine in it.
Right, which somebody thought had caffeine in it, it went up by 4.3 beats. So actually the placebo had a greater effect than the energy drink. So this is really looking at just what are the effects of caffeine. Now, if we drink too much caffeine or we consume too much caffeine, it can be a problem, right? It can cause us anxiety. It can cause us heart palpitations. It can cause us to elevate our blood pressure even further. It can cause dizziness. So, and of course, it can cause sleeplessness. So these are all things associated with the consumption of caffeine in general. And it's not really specific to coffee or an energy drink. Now, the thing is people will say, as I mentioned earlier, they're talking about, well, there's chemicals in energy drinks. It's true. There's also chemicals in coffee. In fact, if you go to the USDA website and you look, they have a phytochemical and ethnobotanical database that tells about all the different chemicals in plants and so forth. And it turns out that coffee has 154 different chemicals in it. 154. That's a lot of chemicals.
But they're all natural.
Well, they are all natural, but most things are actually natural, to be honest with you. They come from natural sources. Same with energy drinks, actually. Most of them are derived from natural sources. But so the fact of the matter is that there's probably little difference in terms of whether or not coffee is better for you or an energy drink is better for you or one is worse or the other. The scientific literature doesn't support it one way or the other. Most of the literature only talks about the consumption of caffeine. And is too much caffeine bad for you? It probably is. Is some caffeine good for you? It probably is. Are there benefits to caffeine? There probably are. The studies seem to support that. And so the biggest issue in my mind as far as energy drinks go is the consumption of large amounts of sugar if you choose to buy a sugared beverage. But again, the same applies to coffee. If you go to your local Starbucks or other coffee vendor, they make many different sugared beverages that contain coffee. And so really you have to watch out for your consumption of sugar in those cases.
Dr. Gordon Cohen, MD. Dr. Cohen, thank you.
Thanks, Dave.